Thank you. Man and woman. Sri Shudra Vijabhadra. So who are common men? Woman class, as a class. And the Shudra, liberal class, working class. And Sri Shudra Vijabhadra. And Vija means twice born. The higher class. The higher class means they must be twice born. And that one birth is father and mother, real father and mother. And the next birth is spiritual master and the Veda. That means when one is trained up in the matter of real knowledge. Veda means real knowledge. By the guidance of the spiritual master, he is supposed to be twice born. So Vidavantu, twice born means cultural society. Those who are Vedic culture, those who follow the Vedic principles rigidly. It doesn't matter whether he is a householder, or a brahmachari, or a sannyasi. There are 8 divisions of human society. 4 divisions social structure, and 4 divisions for spiritual enlightenment. So unless the 8 divisions are properly managed, that is not human society. Human society is distinct from animal society by culture. What is that culture? Vedic culture. Knowledge. Vedic means knowledge. One must be equipped with full knowledge. So, this Vedic culture bears witness of the Vedic principles are not very easily understood by woman class, by worker class, and Vijabandhu. Vijabandhu means the boys who have taken birth in the family, who are supposed to be very cultured, but their habit is different. They are called Vijabandhu. In every country, that deterioration of social structure has already begun. They are called Varna Sankara. Varna Sankara actually means that those who are illegitimate. So, for them, it is very difficult to understand the Vedic principles. Therefore, the same knowledge is described in stories, just like Mahabharata, Puranas, and for understanding of all men, all women. So Mahabharata is especially written for such classes and women. And the hero of Mahabharata is Arjuna. Similarly, the hero of Srimad Bhagavatam is Arjuna's grandson, Maharaj Parikshit, King Parikshit. Now, the history of Srimad Bhagavatam is like this. That Parikshit Maharaj was a great king, emperor of the world, very pious devotee, all qualified. So, sometimes he went to the forest for hunting. The hunting is allowed to the Kshatriyas, king, royal king. Why? Because the king has to look after administration of the society. Therefore, sometimes he has to order to kill some man, hang this man, or sometimes he will take his soul in his own hand and kill the culprit, criminal, immediately. So, therefore the killing practice was allowed to the Kshatriyas, for instance. Therefore, sometimes the king could go into the forest and kill some animals to practice. Just like in the medical laboratory, physiological laboratory, some animals are tested to see the physiological condition of the body. Similarly, always these experiments are made on the animals. So, Maharaj Parikshit went to the forest for hunting. So, he was very tired. He was very tired and he entered the cottage of one hermitage. He was at that time in meditation. So, Parikshit Maharaj was very much thirsty and hungry, and because he was king, he can order anyone, royal order. So he entered the cottage and asked the hermitage, that Muni, that please give me something to eat. I'm very hungry. Or give me some drinking. Water. But he was in meditation. By chance, he could not hear Maharaj Parikshit, who was tired. But because he was king, king, royal power, he little became agitated also. He was very nice king. He's disordering and disobeying my order. Then he became disgusted. And there was a dead serpent lying there. So he took that dead serpent and put it on the neck of the hermitage. And went there. Now, that hermitage had one boy, 10 years, 12 years old. And that boy had some playmates. They were playing. And some of the boys informed the son of that hermitage that your father has been insulted by the king. He is garlanded with a dead snake. But that boy, the son of that hermitage, became very angry. And he cursed him. At one point he dared to see that a child of a Brahmin, son of a Brahmin, was so powerful that he could curse a great king like Maharaj Parikshit. That you have insulted my father, so that snake will bite you within 7 days and will die. This was the verse. Now the boy came back home and saw the father was garlanded with his dead snake and he began to cry. He felt so much that his father was insulted. His father was Brahmin, he was Brahmin, or Brahmin has been insulted by the Kshatriya. So he felt too much, he began to cry. So by his crying, that hermitage came to his senses and asked the boy, why you are crying? Father, you do not know, you have been insulted by the king in this way, and I have cursed him. Father, being astonished, you have cursed Maharaj Parikshit? Oh, you have done the greatest blunder. Certain skill, depending on him, the subject, the citizens are sleeping very peacefully. There is no danger. And you have touched him. Oh, he became very much lost. And that decision is there. Next day we shall explain how you are sorry. But after all, the touching was already there. So he sent information to the king that, my dear king, this accident is already done. So you prepare yourself for death. That information was given. So Parikshit Maharaj was also very sorry that I insulted a Brahmin, which I should not have done. And he welcomed the cursing, that it is good for me that I have been cursed, so that in future I shall not bear to act like that. So such a nice thing. Anyway, he was young man, was not old man. He was within 30s. So immediately he entrusted the whole Vrindavan to his young boy and he left home. Left home and went to the Ganges side. The kingdom of Maharaj Parikshit was supposed to be situated somewhere in New Delhi. And there is a river called Jamuna. The Jamuna Ganges practically it is coming out from the same source. And that is according to Jiva Goswami. But Jamuna is supposed to be more sacred than the Ganges because in the Jamuna Lord Krishna enjoys. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated that Maharaj Parikshit went to the bank of the Ganges. But near New Delhi side there is no Ganges, there is Jamuna. So, it is to be expected that he went to the side of the Jamuna. Anyway, the news spread all over the world that the great king has been cursed and he is going to die within 7 days. So all great sages, saintly persons, scholars, kings, went to see him. At the Ganges side, there was great assembly and Parikshit Maharaj inquired from everyone that now it is settled that I am going to die. The time he speaks for it. Within a week, I shall be gone. Now what is my duty? The thing is that before death, we must prepare. The present nonsense civilization, they don't prepare. They simply accept the flash life, all in all. The other day I was corresponding with one gentleman in London, Mr. Webb. Little as he speaks, he says that there is no life next. Just like a flower. A flower is bloom and finish. So, I have replied that no, it is not finished. How can it finish? The seed of the flower remains. Seed of the flower remains. So long the seed of the flower remains, there will be many thousands and millions of manifestations of the flower. Similarly, this body may be finished, but the seed of the body, the soul, that is eternal. it will develop another world. That is a fact. That's why in these very life, every one of us experiencing that because I, as the seed of this body, seed, just try to understand this word seed. Just like you have got idea, a small seed of a million tree. It is smaller than, say, a mustard grain. But in that seed, there is potency of a big tree, so high, 100 story high. In your country, I see so many big trees, very high. There are many other big trees in other planets. So, but that big tree means that seed. Either within that seed, there is so much potential. That we do not understand. Actually, the materialist scientists, they cannot produce that seed. That if you want the tree, you have to sow one seed. If you have to produce a child, you have to sow. The man has to sow the seed in the womb of the woman. This is the practical. So, the seed is done. That we get information from Vedic literature. Bidaham tanubhutam. Nahannati hannamane sarive. That bee, that seed, does not, annihilate, because the body is annihilated. This is the basic principle of understanding for making progress in spiritual life. One who does not understand this basic principle, that the spirit soul, the seed, is eternal and it is transmigrating different bodies. And actually we know that my father gave the seed in the womb of my mother, that seed, and from that seed developed this body. But I am when my body was just like as small, just like a pea, I was there, and I had become so big. And there's so many bodily changes have taken place. But I, similarly, tathādehāntaraṁ prāpti vīras tattvam namīyati. Similarly, when we change this body finally and take another body, so one who knows the fact of the science of birth and death, he is not disturbed. He's not disturbed. Dīra sattva namīya. Dīra means intelligent, cool head, not restless. So this very word is used, dīra. Dīra means cool headed, not disturbed. Namīya means he's not disturbed. Just changing this part. So nowadays, this might be that before changing this body, what kind of other body I am going to get, that is my view. That we can get according to as a deserve. Just like as you educate yourself in your sciences, so you get a particular type of post when you are a businessman or working back. If you have got sufficient education, you could get good post, good salary. If you are a nonsense, then you have to work like ordinary man, no good post. Just you have got, we get different types of post according to our culture or education. Similarly, this body, this human body, is the preparation ground for the next life also. If you neglect that, then we are taking the risk. So, Parikshit Maharaj, you are not a fool, you are the learned king. So, all the great sages and sensitive persons assembled there, you ask them, my dear sons, you are so kind that you have come here at the time of my death. So kindly let me know what is my duty at the present moment. So there were different kinds of authority. Different kinds of authority means some are in favor of fruitive activities, karma kanda, quiet activities. Some are in favor of yoga principles. Some are in favor of philosophical speculation. And some are in favor of devotional study or bhakti. So fortunately, Sukadeva Goswami, a boy of 16 years old, but he was highly educated in spiritual knowledge, the son of Vyasdev, he was wandering all over the world naked and without any care for his body or social convention. Of course, he did not come into the cities, but he heard that Parikshit Maharaj was going to die. He is in need of some spiritual instruction. So he also came there in that meeting. And then he was coming because he was a naked boy, 16 years old boy. The street boys were throwing stone upon him. Somebody was fighting just like mad. But when he entered the assembly, everyone stood up. Then the rascal creatures were annoying him. They fled up. So he's important there. So many sages and sensitive persons stood up. Anyway, when he reached there, Parikshit Maharaj received him. That is my good fortune that at this time you have come, because it is rarely you go to anyone's house, but Krishna has sent you. Now, what is my duty? Parikshit Maharaj was from the very beginning, because this whole family, Pandav family, they are devotees of Lord Krishna. So naturally, he was devotee of Lord Krishna. And when he was dying, he was playing with the doll of Krishna. These are described here. So he asked, what is my duty? Shall I continue my talks on Krishna, because naturally I'm inclined to Krishna, so what is your advice? So in answer to that, Sukadeva Goswami, now one thing we should note in this correspondence, that Parikshit Maharaj, he was a powerful king. He was equipped with all, everything, but he did not counteract the curse. He could counteract that curse. He was so far. But he accepted. All right, I am cursed. I shall give up my life within 7 days. That means he took it as an opportunity that I am going to death within 7 days. That is certain, and I must prepare myself fully so that my next life I can approach Krishna. So this is a good opportunity that I have got 7 days' life. We haven't got 7 seconds time. We do not know. Nobody has heard me notice. We find by practical experience that we are walking on the street. All of a sudden there is some accident and we die. There is possibility. So the important point is that Maharaj Parikshit was fortunate enough to get 7 days time before his death. But we do not know how much time is there for our death. So how much serious is that? Chanakya Pandit says that if you want to make spiritual advancement, then you should always think that death is next moment. Death is next moment. Because there is no guarantee when death is coming. If I think that death is next moment, that is not any utopian. The next moment may be my death. And Chanakya Pandit says, but if you want to be materially happy, you should always think that I shall never die. Although it is false idea, everyone will die. So Parikshit Maharaj, he was preparing. How he was preparing? He did not take 7 days in the drop of water. He sat down tight on the bank of the Ganges, and the Sukadeva Goswami directed this Srimad Bhagavatam, and he heard, and at the end of 7 days, at the particular time, he was bitten by a snake and he left his work. Now, the beginning of the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is the answer. See, Śūka Uvāca, Sukadeva Goswami says, because in the previous chapter, the questions are put by Maharaj Parikshit. So what is my duty? What is my duty? And he says, because he wanted to know about Krishna. So, Sukadeva Goswami is approving his very nice Krishna question. Varyane sati prasna kritu lupositam vipaha atmavit sammatu pumsam sutubdhati sutra para. By the again, for a case, he has put very nice question. And to hear about Krishna is the topmost subject of hearing. Sutubdhati sutra para. Para means topmost. The highest. So, your question whether to hear about Krishna is welcome. Varyane sati Krishna. Krito lopa hitamrita. This prasna, this question is very much beneficial to these people in general. Roping. Because Parikshit Maharaj was questioning and Sukadeva Goswami was answering, but there were many other persons, although the questions and answers were only for Parikshit Maharaj, not for others. But everyone expected that because Sukadeva Goswami was speaking to the king, that speaking must be very important to everyone. So all the great sages, even the father of Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasa, who is the compiler of so many Vedic literature, he also came there to hear his 16-year-old boy. He was so educated. It does not matter whether a man is old or young. It is a question of knowledge. So Sukhdev Goswami was so elevated that so many persons assembled there, and the Sukhdev Goswami, who spoke this Srimad Bhagavatam for the second time among the sages of Nainisharanya, he was also present in that meeting, and he heard from Sukhdev Goswami, and he repeated to the sages of Nainisharanya. So, Sri Krishna Sravanadhi Prayana Parama Prasna Krita Esatu Bhariyam. Sukhdev Goswami is congratulating Maharaj Parikshit that you have raised the question of Krishna, understanding Krishna. It is very welcome. Jab prasno bhi sruto bhavishu para. Such kind of question is the topmost question. Topmost question. There is no more better question than this. In other words, when you become inquisitive to understand the Krishna consciousness, then that very question should elevate you to the highest perfectional stage. The Srotam Parashita Para Jasya Prasna Shravi Sravanadu Parama Purusartha. Now, Parikrita Maharaj Sukhdev Goswami says that the question put by you and the answer which I can give to you, even the general persons who are assembled here, they do not understand it, right? But simply hearing that mantra or the answer will give him the highest quality benefit. In another place, it is stated, Sinnadam Sadhaka Krishna Punna Sravana Kirtana. Now this, the classes which we held all year, we invite everyone. But those who are fortunate, they come here. But even those who are coming here, they do not understand the philosophy. But simply by hearing the vibration of Hare Krishna or the sound vibration, just like I am speaking to you, they will benefit. Even without understanding, it is such a nice. Chintatam Satata Krishna Punya Savana Kita. That Krishna, the description of Krishna, is itself a fire action. Punya Savana. Because it is fire, so anyone who is speaking or anyone who is hearing, that is, both of them are benefited. How they are benefited? Sinnatam Sabata Krishna Punna Sabana Kitana Ritantasra Avatrani Vidhunati Srihitana. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. It is not that because I am a sannyasi and Krishna is sitting within my heart. No. Krishna is sitting in everyone's heart. Ishvara Sarvabhutana Nityeshwara. So, and he is sentient. He is perfect and ignorant. So, this very act that one is trying to understand Krishna, that makes Krishna very pleased. Because he has finally come here, the Krishna is within you, and because you are giving your patient hearing, he is already pleased. He is already pleased. And the effect will be that చిన్నదాం కథనా కృష్ణ పుణ్య శ్రవణ కీర్తన కీర్తంతస్వ అవద్రాణి అభద్రమే దే నాస్టి థింగ్స్ విచ్ హ్యావ్ అక్యుములేటెడ్ విత్ ఇన్ అవర్ హార్ట్ సిన్స్ టైమ్ ఇట్ ఎవోల్వ్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఇన్ దట్ హ్యావ్ దిస్ వర్డ్ దిస్ పర్సన్ This is the animal concept and this God. So, due to this misconception of our life, we have accumulated many dirty and dusty things within our heart. So if we hear Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, even if we do not understand it, the action is this. Just like if you touch fire, either you understand it or not understand it, that fire is fire. It will burn your finger. So, just like if a child, he does not understand what is fire. But if he touches fire, his fingers or hands will burn immediately. There is no mercy. Oh, here is an innocent child. He does not know. No, the law of nature is act. Similarly, Krishna Bhakta, Panna Sravana Kirtana, it is so pious and it is so spiritual that anyone who is here, either by understanding or without understanding, the action will be there, like fire. The Banyan is something Krishna, the that is now cut past 10 past 8. Now we shall discuss the meaning of Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami continually. So you please stop. Even if you do not understand, you can understand because these 5 questions and answers. So any human being can understand. That even if you do not understand, the action of hearing will be there. Because of the purified or attracted simply by the sound habit. It is so nice. So, if we simply give our oral effect to this transcendental sound, then there is immense profit. Immense profit. So invite everyone to come here and take this advantage. Thank you. Any questions? Mahabharata and author is Vyasadeva. Author means it is not an imaginary story. It is historical fact. History anyone can write. So if you mean by author that something original, just like at the present moment there are so many authors of some fiction, novel, and fictitious. It is not like that. The historical incidences were there, and it was put forward by that. In that sense, he is off. It was after the battle of Kurukshetra. The battle of Kurukshetra was fought about 5,000 years ago. And the Srimad Bhagavatam was written after writing Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata. When Vyasadeva was not satisfied in his heart given by writing Mahabharata and Vedanta Sutra, he was sitting morose and he was thinking that I have written so many nice literature, why I am not happy? At that time, his spiritual master, Narada, came and he instructed him that you have written the history of Mahabharata. It is very nice, but there is some idea of Krishna, a God, but not absolute. You write some book in Greek, simply, absolutely about Krishna is there. So, under his instruction, he wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam. That doesn't matter. If you know something, if you like that for some years, what is the difference? That is not very important. It was written for the person formerly, there was no written literature. Simply by hearing from the spiritual master that memory was so sharp, that they would crash. But in these days, the memory is not such that, therefore, the written records are, so these written records were made by the all the literature. Formerly before, that day, there was no written literature. Simply, it is called Shruti. Shruti means simply by hearing. The students who learned things like this, their memory was so sad. But at the present day, so many things are reducing. Great. The memory is reducing, the duration of life is reducing, the strength is reducing, and the mercy is reducing. So many things are reducing. We are thinking that we are making progress, but actually we are reducing. This is for mass. We are making progress on the wrong track. That means reducing. And everyone is know that people are not so much merciful at the present moment. If a man is attacked by some law, somebody is going to help him. If a man's apartment is there, burglar, thief, nobody is going to help him. Or if a man is very poor, nobody is going to help him. It is dwindling. It is decreasing. Similarly, duration of life, your grandfather, your forefathers were living up to 100 years or more than that. And now they're hardly, they're living 60 or 70 years. Similarly, memory. And memory is also reduced. Or knowledge is also reduced. This is the symptom of this age. Things are reduced. That's what Lord Chaitanya is the most magnet. He knows that people will not be very much alert in accepting spiritual knowledge after undergoing so much austerities and penances, let them chant Hare Krishna and Jagati. That is the special gift of Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami that portrayed him Namo Mahamadana. He was the greatest munificent incarnation. Krishna Prema Puraj, you are distributing love of Krishna. So, unfortunately, we are not ready to accept his benefit.
any other person.
Nothing was written. Vedas were also not written. They are hard, found, detected, completed. The first writing business was done by Vedas. Before that there was something in writing. All Vedic scriptures, they were learned by simply hearing. The proprietary will lead in the direction of the spiritual master and hear the class and they no, this is book, neither there is no book. Everything was heard. So there is no need of writing. That's what this is called meditation, it is called Sruti. Sruti means simply hearing. There was, even in recent years, there was a learned family in Calcutta, and there was some in the British days, there was some quarrel between two Britishers. And they, one of them complained to the magistrate, and the magistrate inquired, so he is your witness. Then one of them said that, well, there was nobody else, but there was a Pandit. He was worshipping in that bank of the Ganges, so he has some words. He has heard. So he was called, so he stated that I do not know what they talk, because they are talking in English language. But I can produce what they talk. So he produced the whole thing, verbatim. So he talked like this, he talked like this, he talked like this. Just like record, tape record. Just see, even some 100 years before, the memory was so strong. Just like tape record, it is recorded. This is mechanical. But by nature, we have got such nice brain. Just like we remember so many things of our past life, that is recorded. Actually, it is recorded. Everything is recorded. How you are getting this television? Because it is recorded in the atmosphere. It is being simply transported. Everything is recorded. But we have deteriorated in our even physical condition that we cannot produce the recorded verse. So, we are making ourselves dull, duller, dullest. Just like Sir John Bernard Shaw, he also stated that you are what you eat. So, by eating process, we are making our brain dull. So there is need of nice eating, nice talking, nice thinking, nice behavior. then our journey starts. It requires training. It is not that you can do whatever you like and all nonsense and your brain will disturb. What is the difference between crazy and sane? They keep nice behavior, therefore they are saints. If you put to you nonsense behavior, then you become crazy. This is a fact. All right, then.
Thank you.
Thank you.